from the NASCAR Xfinity Series Camping World 300 earlier this afternoon. Race winner Cole Custer and crew chief Mike Shiplett. And Cole, first of all, congratulations. This is your fourth victory of the season, your 10th top 10, and your sixth victory overall. Did you think coming into this season that you'd be at the halfway-ish point and already have four victories in that win column?
I mean, I guess not, but I knew we were going to be good. It was just a matter of how long it was going to take us to get there, I think. You know, we both have won a lot, you know, races before, and they were really good last year with Mike and Davin. So it was just a matter of how long it was going to take, you know, for us to learn each other and learn the cars and everything. And I think it, you know, we started at Fontana. So it's really, you know, started off really good. So I think we're just going to get better and better throughout the year.
And Mike, for you, congratulations on this win as well. This team just continues to gel and seems to just get stronger every week. Talk a little bit about leading this team from your position and the win here today at Chicagoland.
You know, it's the philosophy is just to make the next car better than the last car that we had. So every week we try to make the car a little bit better than we had before. And everybody believes in that, and everyone works and strives to try to make the car better than the next car. And it's showing on the racetrack, and we'll have the best car that we've ever had when it comes to Homestead.
Well, everybody should probably be a little worried with that statement, right? We'll go ahead and take questions from Cole or Mike. If you have one, please raise your hand, say your name, affiliation. We're going to start up front.
Tim Cronin from the Joliet Herald News. Cole, on a day like this, did you have any adjustments you wanted made along the way? And Mike, in your case, on a hot day like this, how hard is it to make adjustments? The guys behind were saying it was pretty difficult to catch up to him.
Yeah, I mean, our car was pretty good all day. You know, the problem is it's never going to be absolutely perfect here. You know, the track is so slick and everything, but you have to have it, you know, the way you want and manageable. So it's it really changes a lot through a run, but I really worked the brake bias a lot today, trying to, you know, help the handling a little bit, and that helped us a lot. But we had a great car. I don't think anybody really had anything for us, so it was just we probably made little to no adjustments all day.
Yeah, we just tweaked on it just every stop, just made it just a little bit better, just knowing what Cole was going to face and knowing what the track was going to do. This race has been in the same time of day for the last two or three years. So the track goes through a certain transition, and we kind of knew that, and we just kept up with the racetrack all day long.
Yeah, and really, the last 2 years, I've competed with pretty much Mike's car here at Chicago the last 2 years with Larson driving it, and they always got me. They were always came out on top, so it was nice to drive his car this year.
All right, Holly.
Holly Kane, the NASCAR Wire Service. Cole, how much confidence does scoring a win like this, leading that many laps, help you towards Homestead? Because more than one of your competitors brought up what they think this says about you and what your potential is going to be at Homestead. And we already know you're obviously very good there.
Yeah, I mean, I think the low grip tracks have always been good for our team. And, you know, I think now we're the most well-rounded team we've ever been when we go to short tracks and mile and a halfs and super speedways and everything that we go to. So I think it's just a matter of getting everything a little bit better, and I think we are. So it's just doing your homework every weekend, I guess.
All right, Chris?
Chris Knight, CatchFence.com for either Cole or Mike. Get being said throughout the broadcast that you can apply so much from here to Homestead, but is that really true that you guys can apply so much? Because the circumstances and the weather and everything will be so different when we get to Homestead in November. What did you really learn for the season finale?
I mean, really, you got Homestead and Darlington. Those are the two tracks that you run up against the wall. I wouldn't say that the track prepares you for Darlington. What it does do is prepare you for running up against the wall for 200 laps. That's what it does, is get your mindset and what you got to do. So you get two opportunities here in Darlington to do that.
Okay, next question.
Mark Crystal. Oh, geez. Mark Crystal, frontstretch.com. Cole, I spoke with Joey Logano after the race, and he said that you were, to go with this heat, on fire today. Evaluate racing against him, and then he also remarked and said that the future of NASCAR is bright with drivers like yourself. What also does that mean to you?
I mean, that's huge. I mean, Joey's a series champion, and, you know, it was fun racing with him today. I think we, you know, had the better car. I think that was a huge part of it, but I think, you know, at least I didn't make any mistakes. So it was, but I think, you know, it's fun to race against those cup guys because they set the bar kind of. So I think, you know, it's good now how they have it, I think. You know, I think we put on better racing when we're by ourselves, but you have to still have that benchmark for when the cup guys come down and you know where you're really at.
Jay Cohen, Associated Press. What was your guys' mindset or thoughts when Michael and Noah stayed out late when everybody took a pit, and then they got that caution, which appeared to put them in good position? Like, what was your guys' thoughts looking at that, how that unfolded?
We were so fast, I wasn't that worried about it. It was just a matter of I knew we were probably going to get by them because we were the fastest car, I think, especially compared to them all day. It was just a matter of I didn't want the 12 to get to the lead before me because then I would have been in his dirty air. So I just wanted to get to the lead as fast as I could so I could have the clean air.
All right. I believe we had another question here with Chris.
It's way too early to decide what car's going to Homestead. I mean, all of our cars, like I said before, is the next car we build, we try to make better. So this car usually have about a 5-week rotation, so we don't have a mile and a half. So this car is probably going somewhere around Darlington-ish. So that'll be the next time you see this car. I mean, cars are cars. We just make the next one better than the last one.
Really, I don't know if I just did a better job of cooling myself down or what, but it wasn't really that bad for me. It was hot out there, but last year I remember just dying. But this year it wasn't really too bad, except for when I stopped and all the smoke. That kind of wasn't the best, but it was it could have been worse. I think I don't know what everybody else thought.
Must have been all that Custer you've been trying lately.
That's probably would do the opposite.
All right. Any final questions? Okay.
Chad Dare with the Danville Commercial News. Cole, talk us through that final restart and what you were able to do and what you were trying to do.
I think the final one was with the 9 and the 1 in front of us, right?
Yeah, that was that last stage.
Yeah, I just wanted to get by those guys as fast as I could. I think we definitely had a better car than them. It was just a matter of whether me or the 12 got to the lead first, and I wanted to be the one to get to the lead first just because I wanted the clean air.
All right. Any final questions for our race winners? All right. Congratulations, guys. Enjoy this one.